Imagine, if you will, you're in a zone away from what was previously available on radio only. Welcome to Live 365. You're listening to Gold and Great Revival with Bert Toms and Doug Hobbs, on the air, everywhere.
It's been a long time since I've heard you on the radio. You used to even do a talk show.
Oh, yeah, I've done talk shows. I've played every kind of music there is, although I suppose I'm best known for playing 50s and 60s, but I played a lot of country music over the years. It was about 1966 when I started doing rock music, and that's about the time I started to find stuff I didn't like. Now, there's still some great stuff around after 1965, but I always tell people, up until 1965, I don't think there's a piece of music I didn't like, be it rock, jazz, country, you name it, I enjoyed it, and blues, and... But after that, it seemed after I got into it, things changed. It got into the psychedelic stuff, and then the drug culture came along, and I could never get into that stuff. And it was unfortunate. It just seemed to go downhill, and now, of course, there's rap and hip-hop, and I don't even know what some what to call some of that stuff that's out there today.
Yeah, that's for sure. Since you left the airwaves, my driving around time has, the pleasure of it has diminished greatly, so...
Well, you know, and I used to listen to you all the time, too, on 108. And what would happen is, you know, I always prided myself on having this large record collection, which I did. And I don't care how big your record collection is. There's probably something you're missing. And I'd be driving along, and I'd hear you play something and say, you know what? I don't have that. And then I'd be calling all the oldies record bars around to see if they had it so I could get it. One that I remember was... A thing by the Vox Poppers, Wishing for Your Love. Remember that song?
Sure do.
That was a song I had completely forgotten about, and I thought, oh, geez, I got to find that thing. And there were, as I say, there are a lot of others as well.
The one that you I assume you went out and bought it.
Oh, I did.
And was it a regular black vinyl?
No, it was one of these reissued ones. Actually, I believe it was on red vinyl.
Yeah, I was going to say the one I had was red as well.
Okay, so we both bought the reissued
version.
Probably
got the same pressing.
That's right. Probably bought them at the same store, maybe even.
It's strange. Afterwards, I went and got a job at a radio station in St. Catharines, which was your competitor. You were in St. Catharines.
Yep.
And then we end up here together. Son of a gun, it's a small world.
Radio is such a small business, you don't ever want to develop enemies, believe me, because your paths cross quite often 3 and 4 times.
Yeah. We've got the chairman of the board. Remember, you remember their big hit, Give Me One More Chance?
Give me just a little more time.
Yeah. Yep. There you go. Here I am acting like I know
General Johnson.
Yeah. And one of the members in the group was from Hamilton, Ontario, actually, Harrison Kennedy.
Right.
And here's a song that you probably don't remember called Everything's Tuesday.
Fortunately, cool, solid gold. Remember. My heart was a lonely house where strangers wandered in and out. Ooh, until Tuesday. Many loves have come and gone with days running on and on. Like
Well, if everything was Tuesday, imagine how cheap it would be to go to the show, because we have what's called Cheap Tuesday.
That's where true.
The ticket price is reduced.
I'd rather have every Saturday for me, please. I don't want a Tuesday over and over and over again, even though you can get Toonie Tuesdays as well. That's another
thing. There you go. So maybe they've got
KFC
something.
KFC has that, I think, yeah.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Well, you know, we've got another Christmas song, courtesy of our guest, Doug Hobbs.
Well, you know, in the last segment, as you know, we did a doo-wop section, and I got thinking, there is a doo-wop Christmas song. And there probably aren't too many people who have heard this. It only got up to number 71 on the Billboard chart back in 1960. So it wasn't something that everybody was playing. But as I say, with Christmas music, as we were talking earlier, it's so hard to tell, because some years songs were charted, some years they weren't, and they spread over from year to year. But this was the Mellow Deers, like D-E-R-S, like reindeers. These are Mellow Deers. And this is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. A little different, eh?
Yeah, it doesn't sound like Gene Autry.
No, it sure doesn't. You know, back in the 60s, late 50s, early 60s, there were some things that were, you know, you didn't do. I mean, Elvis Presley was still fairly new and is shaking and all that, and that had people worked up. And there's a group called Huey, Piano, Smith, and the Clowns. They did Don't You Just Know It, a great car song. You're driving along, ha, 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 yeah, 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 you know. Great if you're in a car to sing along with something like that. Well, Huey Smith and the Clowns did a version of Silent Night back in 1961. Now, this thing never charted. It was sort of considered to be, oh, my goodness, what have they done to this song? Because it's, you know, I love Silent Night, the way it is sung as a hymn. But Huey Piano Smith had his own way of doing Silent Night. And that was kind of interesting. And I hope you're not offended by it, but I just thought you might like to hear it.
Run and burn, mother and child.
Maybe see how that shook up the traditionalists.
I wonder why. Shook out that New Orleans sound. Was Frankie Ford in the group at that that recording?
I don't know whether he was or not. I know Frankie Ford was with them, Huey Piano Smith, for quite some time, and he was the Clowns did the backup on Sea Cruise, which was his biggest hit, and I think pretty well everything else he did too, or at least his first couple of songs.
Remember the song 98.6?
Ah, Keith. Yes, yeah.
It's a fine temperature. Although these days, I think it's 37, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, here we've got that silly Celsius thing. I'm still staying at 98.6, though.
Okay.
37 sounds too cold to me.
He had another song, too, that you probably don't remember, called Ain't Gonna Lie.
Memories are made of this.
That's one thing you and I could never see. So as we kiss goodbye, if I cry, don't let these tears I shed today hold you back in any way. He's waiting for your smile, so hurry. Instead of some pack of lies, to us a lie's the only sin. Least we'll end the way we've been by being truthful to each other. Girl, I hope I find another. Ain't gonna lie, I'll be out by and by. Maybe I'll never meet anyone half as sweet, but I'll try, and I ain't gonna lie.
Ain't gonna lie. Ain't gonna lie.
To us a lie's the only sin. Least we'll end the way we've been by being truthful to each other. Girl, I hope I find another.
Ain't gonna lie,
I'll be out by and by. Baby, I'll never meet anyone half as sweet, but I'll try.
Classic Country on the Golden Gray Revival.
Doug Hobbs, our special guest, has generously brought in one of, there was a guy that I used to listen to on the radio back in the 60s, I guess right up 50s, 60s, 70s, on 1150 CKOC. His name was Gary Summers, and he told me that Jim Reeves was his all-time favorite singer. And you're going to match that up with this time of the year, Doug.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we are. And Jim Reeves, what a great voice, what a great talent. He was releasing songs into the 70s, talking about getting into the 70s long after he passed away, but he had recorded a bunch of stuff, and his wife used to release one song a year, and RCA would get together and put, you know, background to it and everything like that. And so he had a lot of new hits long past his death. Anyway, he put out a Christmas album, had so many great stuff. Old Christmas Card is one of my favorites, but this one that we're going to hear is, we're just going to spell out Christmas, C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S.
C is for the Christ child, born upon this day. H is for herald angels in the night. R means our Redeemer. Star that shone so bright. T is for three wise men, they who traveled far. M is for the manger. Shepherds came, and that's why there's a Christmas day. T is for three wise men, they who travel far. M is for the manger where he lay. A is for all he stands for. S means shepherds came, and that's why there's a Christmas day. And that's why there's a Christmas day.
Gotta love the music of Mr. Jim Reeves as we feature more classic country on the Golden Great Revival. And up next, it's a brother and two sisters.
Yeah, Jim Edward and Maxine and Bonnie, the Browns. And this one, the traditional Blue Christmas.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't mean a thing, dear, if you're not here with me. I'll have a blue Christmas, that's certain. Christmas.
and blue is a fine color, but I guess you don't really want it associated with the word Christmas.
White Christmases are better, absolutely.
Ask the people down in Australia if they would agree.
Well, yeah, that's true. I keep saying I'm going to go to Florida for Christmas, and I don't care if Santa Claus rides up with Donner and Blitzen hanging over the fender of a Jaguar. That's fine by me. I mean, he can come visit me on the beach.
I've always said that, you know, for the listeners that want to buy me a gift, I wear a size 34 pants and a large shirt, and my hand fits the steering wheel of a Jaguar. Yeah. We've got... Po-folks, I guess if people are buying Jaguars, they're not po-folks.
No, not many of them. Well, you never know. There are some welfare schemes out there that maybe they are, but not many of them.
Haven't mastered those yet. And who's the artist on this?
Bill Anderson, Country Bill, Whisperin' Bill.
There's a whole lot of people looking down their noses at me, 'cause I didn't come from a wealthy family. I guess I learned to take it for most of the year, but every December when Christmas drew near and all the other families were out spreading cheer, we're sitting home being poor folks. Our Christmas shopping was thumbing through the new catalog, looking and a-wishing and a-wanting everything we saw. Little toy trains and little toy boats, and sister kept looking at the little girl's coats. We all sat down and wrote Santa a note, but Santa don't come to see poor folks, and we wasn't nothing but poor folks. Poor folks living way in the country, we never heard the jingle of the jingle bells. Ho, 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 we was poor, poor, poor. And if we had Christmas, well, we just made it ourselves. Daddy took a hatchet and Daddy chopped a pine tree down. The only decorations were the ones we made or found. Brother saw some holly in the rich man's yard. He picked it up fast and ran home hard. Mama knew he stole it, but bless her heart, Christmas ain't easy on poor folks, and it ain't no time for whipping poor folks. I remember one Christmas it was blowing and a snowing mean. Wasn't nothing in the kitchen but a few of Mama's home canned beans. Some ladies from the church brought a basket of food. Mama kind of smiled and she said, "That's good, but why don't y'all just take it to the folks that live down the road? They ain't got as much as we do. Why, they're just poor folks." She only kept a chicken and enough to make some homemade bread. But you'd have thought we was feasting from the lesson that my daddy said. And later when the kids was tucked in tight and the fire wasn't nothing but a flickering light, you ought to heard my mama sing Silent Night. 'Cause that's what you do when you're poor folks, and we wasn't nothing but poor folks. Christmas time when you're poor folks, the Lord sure must have loved us poor folks. He made a passel of us. Everybody at my house was poor folks. Why, most of the time we were so poor we couldn't even pay attention. Mercy. Christmas time when you're poor folks.
You know, there's been a lot of great instrumentals from the era that we feature.
Oh, absolutely. One of my favorites a lot of people don't realize it's almost got like a big band sound to it. The song Last Night by the Marquise.
Do you know anything about the Marquise?
They were one of the Stax Record studio groups, and they did Last Night, and they did a thing called right after that called Morning After, which is kind of neat too. Good song. It wasn't nearly as big a hit, but it was still, this was the biggie. We'll be right back.
we'd like to thank our special guest, Doug Hobbs, for making another appearance here on the Golden Great Revival. And when can we see you back here, Doug?
Well, I don't know. Am I ever going to be invited back after tonight?
The door is always open.
Well, we will get together again soon.
Terrific. Look forward to it.
This is FM 108. We play more of your favorites.
Sounds so good.